kids in some parts of the country are heading back to school today. And according to a recent study by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they're starting their day too early. The CDC's report lands in the middle of a big debate. There's even a Maryland-based nonprofit, StartSchoolLater.net, that lays out why the morning bell should be delayed, including that teens in particular just can't get to sleep early enough at night and aren't awake when school starts at 7 a.m. Dr. Ann Wheaton is an epidemiologist at the CDC's Division of Population Health, lead author of this new study. So, Dr. Wheaton, just tell us, when on average does school start now, and when does the CDC think it should start?
Well, the average start time for middle and high schools, which are the key population we're looking at, is a little bit after 8 in the morning. And last fall, the American Academy of Pediatrics made a recommendation that middle and high schools start at 8:30 or later. And we found that about 5 out of 6 of these schools were starting too early.
Well, so what's the impact on kids, first of all, of schools starting too early? What do you think happens?
Well, it really affects kids across every aspect of their lives. So it affects their health. Kids that don't get enough sleep are more likely to be overweight, get less physical activity, and this can lead to diabetes, of course, hypertension. But it also affects their safety. They're more likely to experience injuries. Drowsy driving is an issue. But it also affects their academics. So, of course, for students, that's a big concern. And if they're supposed to be sleeping, you know, when class is starting, then that's definitely going to affect their learning.
And teenagers in particular seem to need more sleep. How many hours of sleep should teens get?
Just recently, the National Sleep Foundation made a recommendation that teens, so that's like 14, 17 high school students, should be getting 8 to 10 hours. But a lot of kids need to be getting at least 9 hours. So 8 might not be enough for a lot of them.
Well, so let's look at some of the arguments against pushing the school day back to accommodate that, to give teens more sleep. A lot of people say just make them go to sleep earlier at night. And it's the parents' fault, by the way, if they have these devices and other things that mean they can't get to sleep, or if they have too much homework, that's the school's fault, and that's why they're not going to sleep. Talk about whether or not kids, teenagers in particular, can go to sleep earlier. Can they physically go to sleep earlier?
Well, one of the earliest changes that happens during puberty is this delay in the sleep cycle, so that kids really can't fall asleep before maybe 11 o'clock at night.
Really?
And they still need that 8-9 hours of sleep. And so they're still supposed to be asleep when they're starting school.
I know of several teenagers who are saying, see, I
exactly.
can't. Because what, they don't have enough of the melatonin that they need because their circadian rhythms are adjusting?
It's not so much how much melatonin they have. It's when it rises. So melatonin is associated with sleep. And it starts to rise in the evening and it peaks in the middle of the night. And this is what's shifting. This is what I was referring to as this sleep cycle shift. In the evening, it starts to rise later than it did when they were younger.
Well, some other concerns are if kids are coming to school later, and some schools have changed to 9 o'clock in the morning. I mentioned that website, the StartSchoolLater.net. They cite Santa Rosa County, Florida. They now start their high schoolers between 9 and 9:25 a.m. The elementary schools start at 7:30 a.m., and a lot of districts are doing that. They're flipping so that the younger kids start earlier, the older kids get the later start and a little more sleep. But a recent survey of teachers in Montgomery County, Maryland, for instance, 50-60% oppose the early start time. They say, you know, low-income families have kids who have to work after-school jobs. If the school day shifted, they can't do that. What about extracurricular activities? How late do they go? And these teachers, at least 50 to 60% of them, didn't feel that it would help with some of the issues of fatigue. Your thoughts?
Well, one concern is that people fear that teens will just end up going to sleep later.
In other words, if they're staying up till 11, if they think they have an hour more in the morning, they'll stay up till 12 or 1 o'clock.
Right. So that is a legitimate concern. But a lot of studies that have been done in delaying school start times have found that that's not the case. Bedtimes don't really end up changing that much.
Well, and another thing people say is, back in our day, we used to do it, you know, walk 10 miles to the country school or something. But traditionally, when did schools start in America?
Well, we don't have that much information. Actually, this survey is the first real good data that we have nationwide. But smaller studies have shown that school start times have been getting earlier and earlier the past few decades.
Yeah. So parents, think again. Did you really go to school at 7 in the morning? Maybe not. That's Dr. Ann Wheaton of the CDC. Dr. Wheaton, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Jeremy, for their study, the CDC did look at the schools that have changed to a later start time. Every public school in Ohio except Parma, the Fairfax County and Arlington public schools in Virginia, and the CDC found that across the board, kids fared better.
There are a lot of questions maybe from parents about whether they can wait until later to take the kids to school.
Go to work late. Weigh in at hereandnow.org.